We're at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara said that Tomna Sheva Shnim B'Duksha, that Hordis took this last Yenukta Mibes Chashmonai, and he was Tomna Sheva Shnim B'Duksha. He could Yamri Bala, he could Yamri Loi Bala. Those who say that he was Baaleha, that's why he preserved the body. So he could pretend to the world that he married a Bas Melech. So I mentioned to you yesterday that in Yerideya, Simon Pei Dalid, is an idea that something that's in Devash changes to Devash. That if you leave something tamun in dvash, it changes to dvash. It gets in dvash, melts into the dvash. And here it says that fakeret dvash is a preservative. If you want something to stay whole, you put it in dvash. There's a Chuvasa Rajva who says, I don't know, you have to take a science book and see if it's true. You could do that, you could just ask Rebelsky. He says that if you take a piece of cut up, something that's chaticha, something that's cut up, and you put it in dvash, it melts into the dvash. But if you take a whole beria and you put it in dvash, then it doesn't melt. If you put a whole beria, then it preserves whatever you put into it. I don't know the lumdis of how this, maybe the skin shields the basar, right? I don't know how it works in lumdis. But that's what he says. He says something that's partially in melts into it, and something that's totally in is preserved by it. That's his hagdara. So the Gemara says, Man Dorish Mikarav Achicha Tosim Alecha Melech. Who says I'm possible to be a Melech? Rabbanon. Kam Katlinu Lukulu Rabbanon. Shafi Lubava Ben Buta. Mishkalaitzim. So he killed all the Rabbanim, except he left over one Chacham to be a Baal Eitzah. So the bottom Taisus says Katlinu Lukulu Rabbanon Lav Davka Lukulu. That when it says Kulu Rabbanon in the Gemara, it doesn't mean all of them. We find the Nebi Seira was still alive. So when it says kulu, it's lav davka kulu. There's a taz in Arachayim, Tuf Kuf Pei Beis, Sukkot and Gimel, I believe, who says that this is a klal, that kol doesn't mean all. The kol means rife. Kol doesn't mean all. So that's why we find an expression, Kol ha'eda kulam kedayshin, a double ashna. Kol ha'eda kula, or kol ha'risha kula ka'ashan tichla. The double ashin, what kol ha'risha kula ka'ashan tichla, or kol ha'eda kulam kedayshin, the double ashin. He says that the Taz says that when it means everything, it says a double ashin, because kol by itself doesn't mean everything. Or malaych ha'kol ha'olam kula bichvaydechel. So if we just say Malecha Kala Oilam, then the Taich means right. If it says Kala Oilam Kulai, or Kala Oilam Kulam Kedashin, double Lashon of Kala Kulam, then it means all. That's what the Taz says in Tufkuf Pei Beis, and I think the Prima Gadim brings more examples. They bring cases where Kol doesn't mean everybody, even Drushes, where it doesn't mean everything. The problem, of course, is that there are a lot of psukim in the Torah that doesn't make sense. Kol machmetzes lo sechelu, kol dam lo sechel, lo sase, kol pesel, kol tamuna, doesn't mean rive. There's certainly times where kol means all, and times where kol means rive. So I was thinking, it could be that it depends what the taich of kol is. When the Taich call is all, so it means Rav. We're saying all of something, all the people agree to something. So it means Rav, the people agreed. But when it means any, kol machmetzas loisachel, it doesn't mean don't eat all the chametz. You don't eat any chametz. Or loisachel kol pesel v'chol tzmuna. You're not over the lav only if you make all the every pesel, every tzmuna. Not saying the lav is to make all of them. The other translation is loisachel kol pesel. Don't make any pesel, any tzmuna. When the taich kol is any, so any means any and all, any. Don't eat any chametz. Kol dam leisachel. Don't eat any blood. So any means any. It means any. Period. It means from everything. When it means all, that's what Tosfos is talking about. That's what the Taz is talking about. That kol arisha kula kasha tichla. Kol arisha doesn't mean any rasha should be killed. It means all the rishon should be killed. So there, if it said kol arisha without kula, it would mean most. It says kol arisha kula. Any person. So that's very good. So that's good. Tais is going on ketlin with a kula rabbana. So kol man da osi kol damer beis chashvenoi yasina means any. Anybody who says I come on beis chashvenoi, that means any and all, no exceptions. Anybody who says I come on beis chashvenoi, he's out. Ketlinu lekula rabbana. Doesn't mean he killed any Rav, he killed all the Rabbanim. You say he killed all, so that's what the Taz is talking about, that it means, but it means all, so it doesn't mean, yeah. Alright, let's see if it fits, all over. Anyway, Zati Gemara Vaita, Ahadalei Klila, Daily, he gave him some type of something to wear, which nekrinu la'ene, which caused him to go blind. Yumachad asa v'yosef kameh. One day, Hordis came disguised. This says he was blind anyway, but he probably disguised his voice. He sat in front of him. He said, "Chazimar hayabda bisha ma'kavid." So he pretended that he was speaking against Hordis, against himself. Amalei my evidlei, what could I do? Amalei lat yemar, it's a curse. Amalei ksiv gami b'da'acha melech al tekalo. Amalei haylav melechu. So this line here needs a hesed. What does it mean? Amalei haylav melechu. What does it mean? He said, heard this, he's not a king. He's not a king, he was a king. It seems he was masking, he's talking about a king. What does it mean, lav melechu?
Yeah, the title
of Melech the Pasuk is talking about. Why? Because he's a Melech. But he was Kibish Mechamish Kibish. We haven't gotten.
The title of Melech is strong.
Because he's missing Yichus, you mean? So it could be because he's missing Yichus. That means it's Xeris HaKosov, Mikarev HaKech HaTosam Alech HaMelech. That you have to have a Yichus in order to be a king. So Bechanan brings two ways to learn this Gemara. He brings Taka, you could learn. Haylav Melechu, because he's missing in Yichus Yisrael. And Mekarev Achecha Tesem Alecha Melech, he has to be a Kashiyu.
There's no person in the Eretz,
Maybe it means a Melech that the Torah recognizes a Melech. If you get into trouble, so there's not time to haylav melechu. He wasn't telling us to get in trouble, because then the teretz is not haylav melechu.
So
do you think?
Kings
again, so what's the teretz haylav melechu? He's not a melech, but if he thinks he's a melech, he gets into the same trouble. Rabbi Chanan doesn't like this pshat because the Gemara is going to say in a line that he's a nasi. But if you're going to say that he's not a melech, because you need mikarav achecha, you need a miyuchas to be a melech. But that's true about every position of srara. Any position of rulership in Klal Yisrael, even a nasi, has to be mikarav achecha tasam alecha melech. So it's hard to say that he said haylav melechu because he's not mikarav achecha, and then he said he's a nasi. So Bechana learns differently. Bechana learns that really kibush mochamish may kibush. If somebody makes a mocham and he conquers, he makes an uprising and a revolution, he's kinder. But Eretz Yisrael, there's no din of kibush mochamish may kibush. Rav Chana brings two rayas. One is a Tosis later on Chaf Dalid that says that every yid owns Dalit Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Not like it's Rishayim, if you could say such a thing. But Taisa's Shita is that really every yid owns karka. Because Lamaisa, your great-great-grandfather had a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, and even though Goyim came and they captured Eretz Yisrael, for Kapishmaya Galia, it still belongs to the yid. And it goes down, but Dairus, it keeps on going down. So you may not know what it is, but Kapishmaya Galia, you own Dalit Amos in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Taisa says in Dav Chof Dalit. So Frekta Volchanon, what do you mean? Kibush Mohammed Shmei Kibush. Goyim came and captured Eretz Yisrael. So Edom came and Raimi came and they captured Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't belong to you anymore. Kibush Mohammed Shmei Kibush. We pass him that if a Mohammed country captures another country, Api Din Torah, Iraq belongs to the United States. That's my name. I defeated the army. Api Din Torah belongs to the United States. Truth is, Until recently, no, it never was such a thing. 100 years ago, if a country captured another country, it was theirs. It's a crazy world today that you go, your soldiers die to capture something, you give it back to the people. Torah says, Kibush Mochamish Vei Kibush. So how could Torah says that it's not that way. So Zakhtar Bochana must be in Eretz Yisrael is different. Eretz Yisrael is Yerusha, is the Rabban Shalom get Klal Yisrael. Kibush Mochamah, when one country captures, so another country comes, you can undo what the previous country controlled the world. But Eretz Yisrael, which Rabbi Shalom controlled directly, he gave to Klal Yisrael directly, so there's no kibush mochamish mei kibush. A second raya he brings from a ran in the Dorim. Now this ran already is a controversial ran. The ran, B'shem HaRashba, in the Dorim, says that there's no dina de machusa dina in Eretz Yisrael. That the dina of Eretz Yisrael is a Torah. The rest of the world is a dina de machusa dina. But in Eretz Yisrael itself, there can't be a dina de machusa dina. Because the machusa is the Rebbeinu Shalayla. And the dina de machusa is Torah. And therefore, dina de machusa is not dina. So that's a starker raya than the raya from Taisus, because they were talking about Malchus, and were saying that the Malchus doesn't have the Kaya HaMelech in Eretz Yisrael. That even though there's a king in Eretz Yisrael, whoever he may be, he doesn't have a din king. What? The Daf, you everything at the end, later in the Masech. So that's a starker raya. They said that's not in the Gemara. Hai lam melech. There's no din of kibush Muhammad to make a melech in Eretz Yisrael. Because a melech in Eretz Yisrael is only Malchus the Rikia, it's only Rabbi Shalom's melech that's a melech.
So Muhammad's whole thing is done because the next thing is Manasseh. But the next thing of Manasseh isn't really have to do with Yichus or anything. Manasseh is to do with if he doesn't follow the Torah.
That's the test. But what was the kasha? He said, Lo yehi ala Nasi, Ksidah Zah Lesar, say yes, Baba Ben Buta.
When he meant Nasi, he didn't mean Nasi as in Nasi, he meant Nasi.
Leader.
He meant Nasi as a leader, or he meant Nasi as a person
who
follows the Torah?
No. The Kasha, he held it. He knew he didn't follow the Torah. He killed all the Chachamim. But he said that he was above him. Buddha told him that I can't curse him because he's a Nasi. So when he's a Nasi, the Sarara has to be. So Vayis Teis, he didn't mean because of Mekar Achar, Mekar Achar. He recognized that Kibush Mochamish Mei Kibush. That ran in Nedarim is, I think, what the Semachan Eretz Yisrael. That's what they say in Pi Yeshua, that the Kedel Eretz Yisrael paskin like the ran. And that's why widespread to ignore the Din of Machus in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't explain why it's widespread to ignore Din of Machus in the United States. But the emesis is not so pashit that the Allah is like the ran. The Rambam argues Beferish. Rambam says Beferish that Din of Machus is even in Eretz Yisrael. So, question: will you pass the mic? It's already. No, the Mishavas doesn't say Nil Malchusa. It says they should have respect for the you have to pray for the kiyum of the Malchus, because if there would be no controls in the world, then people kill each other.
But,
yeah, that's for sure. That's not fakert. The Mishnah is right the other way. The Mishnah is saying have mispal b'shloim b'shol malchus shol molei meiroi shaschavei rechayim b'loi. That means that we're happy that there should be some type of malchus to control. Otherwise, it would be the Wild West. Everyone would go around killing each other. So we're happy that they're policemen and that the people don't kill each other. That's not mechayiv me to follow the din in malchus necessarily. Yeah, so. The Zakti Gemara Vayta, Veloyehi El Nasi. First of all, I have the Ashir Baalma. Said the Chayim Mishkav Kal to Kal Ashir. How was he? Which? You come out the Kohen Eved Kohen Rabbi, but he had control over the Ashiris. Well, someone Yashir him. What?
Somebody had to be related to
me. Well, there's a hechuch, yes, somebody had to be related. So otherwise, he'd be ois eved. And eved have a ger, the adam dies, he's free. But eim l'chay Yisrael, she'im l'yarshim. So what? He tried to marry the bas melech, but he was not successful. He pretended. He pretended. What? Kechen in Emru. It's interesting. I remember seeing in Josephus, he brings the history. He writes Taka the Hekecha de Nimru. He Taka writes that Hurd is married, the Bas Hashmanan. That's what he writes in the history, that's what he writes. What Hurd is said. But anyway, so you ask me, how's he an Ashir? He only thinks he's an Ashir. I don't know, cash. So why don't you kick? You don't curse an Ashir because he behaves like a rich man, not because he really is Kafish Mayagalia. But then we're going to do it the next one. Siv Nasi Ba'am Chaloi Sar. Omoloi Baisa Maisa Amcha. Vaiva Baisa Maisa Amcha. But he thinks he's a Nasi.
Well, money, you don't know.
Money. Well, we know that Kamash can have a kind of rabbi.
In this case, we know. You don't know in every case.
No, so then what was he telling you? He's saying, I'm not going to curse him because he's a Nasi. I'm not going to curse him because he's a Nasi. So the Gemara says he's not really a Nasi. Well, he's not really a Nasi either.
Well, this is what he was telling you.
He has money to spend. Instead, he's a Nasi. Somebody steals money.
He's still a Nasi. And if he's behaving like a Nasi, behaving like a Melech, even if Kavish Bayagali doesn't have a din Melech. So if I say it's the Pasik that Melech, don't curse a Melech, is only if it's Kavish Bayagali a Melech. And the person that don't care curse an Ashir is even if he just thinks he's an Ashir. Okay? I don't know. He said, I'm afraid of him. You're right, I should curse him. I'm afraid of him. He'll never find out. We're the only ones here. Something we should remember. People talk too much. People remember to keep their mouth shut. They wouldn't get into so much trouble. It's a good pasuk to remember. So he revealed himself. He said, so now he wanted some tikkun for the chait that he did. So this is where the Gemara brings the whole story to tell you that he told him to build the Beis HaMikdash. Who kava Irish alaylam sukinem etzav etayra ar yelach v'yasek b'Irish alaylam b'ksiv naru elav kol hagayim, which is the Beis HaMikdash, that they'll stream towards the Beis HaMikdash all the gayim. Beis Hamikdash Goyim were allowed to bring karbanas too. Beis Tefila Yikari L'Cholo Amim goes on the Beis Hamikdash. Lamen also beferish that it's B'Cholo Amim. Or the second lashon, Nikdiyami Hachi Amalei Husimei Nishalayim Diksiv Ahaya Emei Enei Ha'Eda So the Chazal and Sanhedrin were Eina Ha'eda. Yaluch v'yisasek pe'eina shalayim. And they said, Hini mechalas mikdashi goyin uscha machmen anechem. So he told them, build a base of English. Amalei mistafina malchusa, I'm afraid of the Romans. Amalei shada shlicha v'leizel shata la'akiv shata la'hadish shata. Adahachi v'ahachi. Sosus layu v'nisalayim. So this is a makar for how you deal with the government. You patch go around, and while you patch go around, you do what you want. And Ovid Hachi Shokulai, and Loy Sotarata Altistar. If you didn't act out of the Beis HaMikdash, don't. And Sotarata Altivni. If Sotarata Banisa, they knew him. They said, yeah, if you did it already, Abda Bisha, Basa Da Abda Mismalchin. You do it, and then you ask, Im Zayna Chalach, you think you're so powerful. Sifrach Kan, Lay Racha, Vlay Baracha, Hordis Abda Kalanya. Misavid. He's not a king, he's not the son of a king, he's an Eved who rebelled. My Racha Machusa, the Xivalechi Emrach, Mashuach Melach, Ibaisei Mahachad Yukulafon of Abrech. Period. Amri, Mishele Ra Binyan Hordis, Lai Ra Binyan Nami Yamav. Hordis is Binyan was Taka beautiful. Lai Ra Binyan Nami Yamav. I'll tell you, I went once many years ago into the tunnels and then in the Kaisel tunnels. So they show you there, they have a speech which they, everybody, all the guides have the same speech. And they tell you there's a very big stone right at the foot of the steps when you come down. I was there 11 years ago, I don't know if they changed the way you go down, but it's a big stone. And they say that that's Hordis, it's a gigantic stone. They don't understand how they were able to move such a heavy stone, and that it's from Hordis. They have Simonim that it's from Hordis. So I had a big cash on this. We have a Kabbalah that the bottom three rounds of stones of the Kaisel are still from the Beis HaMikdash. That the Kaisel of Maravi was never totally charev. And that at least the bottom three rows of stones, they're different neschois. The B'chol HaPoch is the bottom three rows are from the Beis HaMikdash. So this bottom stone, I mean, Mishkei Gres HaKasha, because the Chal, they say things they don't know what they're talking about anyway. But this Nakuda bothered me, how they could go around with yarmulkes and then say things that we have a Kabbalah differently. And it's a true Hadikras Neshama. What? No, it doesn't go down further. There, it's on the bedrock. That stone is on bedrock. When they take you down, they're taking you to stones that are on the bedrock. And down in the tunnels. At least they claim it's on bedrock. That's what they said. That it's... Well, I came back to Israel through three kashas. That was one. The second kasha was how the Maros HaMachpelah could be where it is. It says it was not in the middle of the city. It was outside the city. It was in the Kamal Refresh in the Pesukim. And the third thing was Eilat. Eilat, where Eilat is located, is Pashtus Chutz La'aretz. And it's mentioned in Navi, the city of Eilat, that it had boats. That Yehoshaphat had boats by Eilat. So two or three kashas I got answers to. On this kasha, somebody told me that when you go down, I don't remember going how it was when you go down the steps. I don't remember it this way. He said, I told you yesterday that Hordis' binyan extended the Kaisel way, way to the right. When you face the Kaisel, to the right, the rest of that Kaisel is not Kadosh. That was built by Hordis. That's not the Har Bayis on the other side. So somebody who was one of the guides, grabbed in America, I told somebody this question. Somebody told me he's a guide in Eretz Yisrael. He told me when you go down the steps, you're coming to a part of the Kaisel that's under, not under the Kaisel, but under the extension, Hordis' extension, and that's where that stone is. So that could be. That's Yitachin. What? The other answer was on Chevron, I think it's Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya says that originally the Maros HaMachpelah was Chutz La'ir. He says, why today is it in the middle of the city? Because in subsequent years, people Yidden built houses around the area of the Maros HaMachpelah. It's Takanat, the old Chevron. The old Chevron was separate, was moved aside. That's Takachutz, Chutz La'ir, the city of Chevron. What? It's at the edge of the city, but it's a city. It abuts the city. It's not a sadeh. It's not outside. Eilat is Eretz Yisrael, says in the Pasuk. And here it appears to be Chutz La'aretz. It's stuff like Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is, the Pasuk says in Maaseh that till Nahar Mitzrayim is Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi holds Nahar Mitzrayim is the Nile. Rashi sheet even across the Suez Canal, part of Egypt, is part of Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi is a Dasi Yachid. Everyone else says Nahar Mitzrayim is somewhere in the Midbar. It's interesting in the Sefer, the Derech Amunah, from Chaim Knievsky, he has a hand-drawn map that he drew because people wonder, where's Nahar Mitzrayim? It's all the desert. So he has a hand-drawn map where he connects certain, what the Arabs call the Wadi al-Arish, certain area swamps, call it Nahar Mitzrayim, and it's all handwritten, it's printed, and he writes at the bottom that he showed it to his father-in-law, and his father-in-law said, maybe it's right. So he's right, that's not Vados, but this is maybe the quote. So Eilat is Chutz, or it could be Eilat. There are a lot of cities. Bet Shemesh today is Lav Dafka, the same place the original Bet Shemesh was. But the Pasuk says that Eilat was a place that they had boats, that Yehoshaphat had boats. So if it's not where it is now, it's hard to know exactly where. There's not so much of Eretz Yisrael. The Jordan River doesn't have room for boats. You could jump over it in some spots. It wasn't in the Yam HaMelech. What? You have to. They hold only, no, they hold Chutz Laretz in Eilat. They hold Chutz Laretz, they bet on the pots of Chumsa Maisis, I think, L'chumra, the Choshish Rashi. But I think they keep 2 days Yantif. They're not a very big from community in Eilat. Okay, anyway, the Gemara goes on. Mishal Ara Binyan heard this, Lara Binyan Noah Meyamah. But my binye, Amarava Bavne Shisho Mirma, Ikad Yamri Bavne Kukla, Shisho Mirma, Apik Safa of Ayal Safa. He did it in a very fancy way, in the row, out a row, Kihechid in the Kabul Sida. But he originally did it in and out, so it should be able to hold the cement, it should last a long time. Savala Mishavadava, then he wanted to cover it with gold. Amrilai Rabbana Shafke, Dachi Shafet Fe, Demezli Ki Agbasa Diyama. The brickwork is absolutely beautiful, and leave it the way it is, and that's good enough. So this is the makar to build fancy houses in Borough Park. Ubaba bambuta hechi avir hachi. V'amar av Yehuda amar avi temer shuv an leivim memna nenesh Daniel. Neshesia eitzel Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel was punished because he gave Nebuchadnezzar an eitzel. So you didn't learn Daniel, so I'll tell you. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And in the dream, he was told that he's going to lose his mind. He's going to lose his mind and behave like one of the chayas asada. So he was disturbed. So he asked Daniel for an eitzah. So he gave him an eitzah. He said, "Shenemar lahen malka malki yishafer aloch v'chatoyach b'tzdaka paraik v'avisicha b'mechen anyim." That the king, that you should malki yishafer aloch, it should find favor in your eyes. Your sins b'tzdaka paraik avisicha your averus b'mechen anyim by giving gifts to anyim hen tahavi arko l'shalvasech. And with that, you'll buy time for your peace. It's interesting, the Nebuchadnezzar did it for about 12 months. And then 12 months later, he got tired of giving tzedakah. Eventually, it happened. After 12 months is when it happened. So, Akoponim, Daniel was saying, got an einish for it. So, Daniel got an einish. How could Bava Ben Buta make a mistake? Bava Ben Buta did learn Navi. And Ksuvim at least. And he knew the story of Daniel, so how could he do it? Boy, you say, Mashani Avda Dechayim Mitzvahs. Heard this is different. He was telling him to do a mitzvah. Boy, you say, Mashani Besamigdash Dilah Machasa Loi Mispini. So these two statements of the Gemara have some of the lumdis here in the Sugya. Gemara here makes the statement that Shani Avda di Chayiv b'mitzvus, thus haste. What's the first heretz? That Nebuchadnezzar is not allowed to give an eitzah because Nebuchadnezzar is potter from tzedakah. You're telling him to do tzedakah, he's not Chayiv b'mitzvus. But heard this is Mechayiv b'mitzvus. So him, you're telling him to do a mitzvah that you're allowed to do. Something is Mechayiv b'mitzvah, how do you allowed to tell him? The Rabbi Chanan, in a number of places, including here on the Daf, has an arichus on the shaila of whether an eved is whether a guy is mechuyev mitzvah tzedakah. The Iker is in the back of Kaivetz Aris. I couldn't find it downstairs, but I think it's Drush Dalid Ois Hay. There's a Kaivetz Mamarim also on page Lamed Dalid and Lamed Hay. He brings him with the Chidushei Haran in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. The Ran says that Goyim Amachuyiv Mitzvah Tzedakah. That Tzedakah is a Chiyav on a Goy, and the Ran brings two Rayas, two Shtakah Rayas, that a Goy is Machuyiv in Tzedakah. One Raya, the Gemara there says in Sanhedrin, I think it's Mavav Amid Beis, that Goyim Amachuyiv in Dinim, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach is Dinim. How do you know good? Ben Noach is mechuyev in dinim, so it brings a pasuk. Ki yedatiz l'man ashi yitzave esbonav esbeisay achrav lasay tzedakah u'mishpat. So Avram has only had a din ben Noach. It says lasay tzedakah u'mishpat. So you see, ben Noach achayev in mishpat. As I think the Gemara. The Gemara says this. Yet from this pasuk we see ben Noach achayev in mishpat. So after Ran, so it's a tzedakah or mishpat. The same raya after mishpat, you have to tzedakah. So it's a perfect raya. And if it would be my drasha, you could ask, but it's the Gemara's drasha. Gemara says, "Nei nechayv and dinim," because it says, "Lase tzedakah or mishpat," and mishpat is din. So it's after Ran, then tzedakah is also machoyim. It's one raya. Mishpat is justice. It's din. Mishpat is one thing, and tzedakah is something else.
Not that
tzedakah refers to mishpat.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. He around learns that tzedakah means tzedakah. And it brings a second raya. By the Einish of Sedaim, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Yad Ani Ve'ev Yai Lo Yehziku, it's talking about Sedaim. The Sedaim was punished for what? One of the things it says is Yad Ani Ve'ev Yai Lo Yehziku. So Tehran, if they're not mechuyev in tzedakah, Sedaim is b'nei nayach. What's the tiny yad ani vav yad lo yachziku? Must be of the ran two rayas that b'nei nayach achayev in tzedakah. I will ask a kasha. What's kasha on that? Oh, so that's one kasha from Agamara. And Agamara says the chayim not like the ran. That's from Achanat kasha. Just first the ran says you'll ask a kasha sheva mitzvah b'nei nayach. What are the seven mitzvahs? So everyone should know them by heart. The seven mitzvahs are the three Yehor Vayavar mitzvahs. The Tzicha, Vaydezara, and Gilya Rayis. And the other four, you know the simon for the other four. Huh? Aleph Beis Gimel Daled. Eivim Lachai, Birchas Hashem, which means cursing Hashem, Geneva, and Dinim. You have to have a system of justice. Aleph Beis Gimel Daled. So the seven, it doesn't say Tzedakah. So it's like the Ran, I even asked me, why is it says Sheva Mitzvah, Tzedakah would be Shemayna Mitzvahs? It's like the Ran, the Sheva Mitzvahs V'nei Nayach are all the Sheva Al-Taseh Mitzvahs. All Chiyuvim are Sheva Al-Taseh, that's the count of Sheva Mitzvahs. The Kumbah Seidika Mitzvah is not counted in the Sheva Mitzvahs, that's seven. So the only one that's a problem is Dinim. Dinim appears to be, but it's really an Issim to behave in Shaloy Al-Pi Dinim. The mitzvah is not setting up the system, it's following the system. Where it's Sheva Se Eneres Kumbah Se. Okay, so that's how it gets it. So, Akoponim, the Ran Shita Klar is that the mitzvah Tzedakah is the mitzvah Dairaisa. And the Netziv, there's a Haskama in the beginning of Avas Chesed from the Netziv. He wrote a Haskama on the Chofetz Chaim Sefer. So he brings a raya to the Ran that the Dor HaMabul were punished for Gezel. The Dor HaMabul were punished, the Pasuk says, Achamas, and the Nichtam Zaydin of Elal HaGezel. But so the Ramban asks there in Parshas Leach, that they were mitzvah, b'nei nayach were mitzvah in Gezel. B'nei Adam were mitzvah in Gezel. So why is the Dor HaMabul, where were they mechuyev in Dinei Gezel? So Zot Reb, the Netziv, it's a raya from here, that even if it doesn't have a makar in the pasuk, the mitzvahs, you have to have a geder for it, what exactly the geder is, but those mitzvahs that are part of the holach yelach of normal people, You're mechayiv even before. You're mechayiv even before. Exact tzavah. And he says, what in stock and chesed is the same thing. The tzivi has one more thing. He says that also answers why the Ran would answer why we don't make a bracha on tzedakah. We showed him already on a tzviya. When we give tzedakah, why don't we say Asher Shalom says to Tivan will detain tzedakah? There's a lot of famous terutzim. Most famous is, yeah, one teretz is that the rabbi says he may not take it, which doesn't seem to be a problem with a lot of people. There's another teretz, I think, a famous teretz, that who says he's takanani? Maybe he's faking it. But the tziv says, like the rabbi, it's good. Because we always say, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu, Asher Kedishanu, and the mitzvah is dafka for Yidin. As tzedakah, goyim ha-mechayiv, so it's not Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu. So that's why we don't make a bracha on tzedakah. There's a Chumash of Rashi, but says a different thing. He says, every bein adam l'chaver, you don't make a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha. Kibbut aveh, you don't make it. Rashi says, on every bein adam l'chaver, you don't make. But Akoponim, this is the sheet of the Ran. Rabbi Chanan says that the Rambam argues that the Rambam doesn't mention tzedakah as one of the seven mitzvahs of Neviyach. He names on that the Rambam argues. What about the Ran's two rayas? The raya from the pasuk Yedatev Hashiyatzav as part of, as they say, after of last is tzedakah v'mishpat. So Rabbi Chanan says that it's not shver. Filur Rashi. Rashi says tzedakah u'mishpat. Rashi says tzedakah zupshara. It's part of the system of court to do a pshara. So the Ran learns tzedakah means tzedakah. Okay, the Ran holds that way. But the Rambam could be he holds that tzedakah means pshara, and the Meila there's no raya from there. As far as the raya from Sedaim, so Machanan has two terutz, and one terutz he has is Sedaim got punished for their rishis. But if they had given tzedakah, it would have been Megan. It's taka true, it's Megan. You see, Ben Ruchanetzel was Megan. So it's taka Megan. But it's not a chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah. So Memele, it says, Yaroni Vevion lo yaziku, I mean, Sedaim, had they been Mazik Yaroni Vevion, they would have been saved. So this is the Machloikas, the Ran and the Rambam. Frech Javalchan on our Gemara is a Klara Gemara, not like the Ran. Gemara says why Daniel wasn't supposed to help Nebuchadnezzar and Bava Bebuta did help Bavut. So the Gemara says, no, because Hur, this is Mechayiv Mitzvahs. Shani Abda, the Mechayiv Mitzvahs. But says, he helped him do a mitzvah, you let also do a mitzvah. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't a mitzvah, wasn't his mitzvah. So the Chayyus of the Fereshit Gemara, not like the Ran, it's a very stark Kasha. Who? Nebuchadnezzar? Who this was an Eved, he's Mechayiv Mitzvah, so that's why Eved is Mechayiv Mitzvah Kenashim. So it's very good. But the Nebuchadnezzar, like the Ran, was also Mechayiv Mitzvah, so Daniel was allowed to do it. What? I mean, the second Teretz doesn't like the first Teretz. Right. We have a rule that Levutim Achleik is other. Why doesn't the second Teretz hold the first Teretz? Rabbi Chanan says different Teretz. Rabbi Chanan says the following. Yeah. But he didn't tell him to do tshuva. He told him to do tzedakah. Who was? So how are you going to answer the question? What's wrong with telling Nebuchadnezzar to do a mitzvah? He's mitzvah. Why didn't he tell her to do the mitzvah to tshuva? Or tell Nebuchadnezzar to do the mitzvah? Who was doing? I don't know. I don't know if he had harata when he did. But I don't understand why does that matter? If it was yes tshuva, not tshuva. The kasha told the kasha. There's mechayiv in tzedakah. You're allowed to tell him to tzedakah. What? They'll be megan. I understand. They're still shvarim the Ran. Like the Ran. But the Ran says he is mechayiv. The Ran said that you're mechayiv, a guy is mechayiv in Nitzis Adah. It's like that, it's still shvarim. What? Who? He did Shalai Lashma, but he still did it. I mean, it helped him. Because now he gets it off, he was saved. The Rabbi Chanan says that there are two different pshatim in the Gemara, like the Rambam and like the Ram. Like the Rambam is the way we attached. Shani Abdul the Mechuyah B'mitzvahs. So there, a mitzvah you could tell somebody to do, even if he's a Rasha. And the Nebuchadnezzar was taught because there's no mitzvah tzedakah, like the Rambam. Like the Ran, we'll touch differently. Shani Abda, the Mechuyah B'mitzvahs means that really, who tells you to give an Eitzah to a Rasha? Where do you come to give Eitzahs to Rishayim? Even to do a mitzvah. In Eved, it's Mechuyah B'mitzvahs, he's a Chicha B'mitzvahs. So you're Mechuyah to give him a good Eitzah. You're supposed to help. You're supposed to help him. So an Abda, who's Mechuyah B'mitzvahs, means he's a Ben Yisrael. Him, you're supposed to give an Eitzah Taita to. So who just did the right thing? The Nebuchadnezzar is not chayiv in mitzvahs. He's not chayiv in tzedakah. But he's not chayiv in mitzvahs ki Yisrael. So therefore, what are you giving him mitzvahs for? Who gave you a thing to help a Rasha? A guy who's a Rasha. You know a Rasha. He's chayiv in mitzvahs. Come on, so you try to help him out. But a guy? Were you coming to help a guy? So that's how Rabbi Chanan learns. Like the Ran, you have to touch the Gemara that he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. Pshat is he's chayiv in tzedakah, but he's not chayiv in mitzvahs like a yid that you should come and give him mitzvahs. Why do you give me a mitzvahs? That's the two pshatim in the Gemara. Now there is a third sheet that the Radvaz. The Radvaz in his Pirush and the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, I believe. Radvaz has a shita, mechudish de kashita. He says that b'nei noyach get schar for any mitzvah they do ke'ena mitzvah v'vayisa. They get schar ke'ena mitzvah v'vayisa, just like a woman who's parted from taking a lulav. If she takes a lulav, she gets schar for taking the lulav. If she listens to Shaifer, she's part of Shaifer, she's showing her over. She gets her. Dr. Radvaz, a guy who gives tzedakah, gets her, ke'ena mitzvah v'aisa. He taka does get her, but it ain't a mitzvah v'aisa. So it's good, our Gemara, that the Nebuchadnezzar is a ben lech, he's not mechuyev in tzedakah. And it's good by Sedayim. It's good by Avraham Avinu, Tzedakah Mishpat. If they do it, they get Tzchar, Kein HaMetzum HaVayisah. And the Meila, as they're taking Radvaz. The Radvaz is a Chiddush Pella. Yep. Right, so he says, why did I pick Avraham? Because I know he's going to tell Beisei Achrov to do these things. The pasuk itself, I could say ainam mitzvah, but you're right because the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying that pasuk is mashma tzavar. So again, I don't know how to Radvaz will answer that. But akaponim, this is the Radvaz's shita. It's a chiddush atzum. It comes out if you give a guy a lulav and an esrog to shake on sukkis, he gets tzar ke'ainam mitzvah vayisa. No, he gets tzar ke'ainam mitzvah vayisa on shaking a lulav. The Babish, they go around, they ask, are you Jewish? What, if you're Jewish? Yeah, Jewish, this Jewish, shake a little bit. No. Maybe you want to know that you talk to make a bracha. So, as I state in Radvaz, Ramosha. Who, the guy?
No,
for you. Oh, you had his Yitzhash. Maybe a Shabbos says that it's Yvon. We're Machoyed. They're not Machoyed. We're Machoyed. A lady, not all Rishayim, many Rishayim hold a lady can't say if it's Ivano. We're knowing that they do. It's right when they don't. Yes, so I can't answer you. I don't know. Ramesha has a tshuva, a number of tshuvas. This Radvaz is something he beat up on all the time. He always started off with his Radvaz. He said it's not true. It's a toss. Radvaz is a raya from the Rambam. He says not a raya. Ramesha has one great kasha that makes you laugh. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef was blind. machlaikis, if a blind person is mechuyev, asuma, if he's mechuyev, mitzvah saseh or not. So Gemara says the following. It says, Meresh, originally, Rabbi Yisrael says, I said, if anybody will show me the halacha is that asuma is potter, I'd make a kiddush for him. Because in the beginning he thought, Gadol she'ein mitzvah v'aisa, pay a mitzvah v'aisa. What's bigger? If you have to do something, or if you do it voluntarily? So Rabbi Yosef originally held Gadol she'ein mitzvah v'aisa, more than mitzvah v'aisa. So Meresh, I would make a kiddush for somebody, a party for someone, if you could prove that halacha is, assume as potter. So once I learned Gadol mitzvah v'aisa, mishe'ein mitzvah v'aisa, that a mitzvah gets more schar, so now, if someone could prove that halacha is, that the sumas mitzvah, I'll make for him a kiddush, a party. So Rav Moshe, quite Rav Yosef's halacha, he held ein a mitzvah va'isa gets more star than mitzvah va'isa. That means, according to Radvaz, he held that if a guy shakes a lulav, he gets more star than if a yid shakes a lulav. If a guy puts on tzitzis, he gets more star than if a yid puts on tzitzis. Could there be such a halacha, Mina? Could there be such a thing? Hashem punished Klal Yisrael by giving us the Torah, and we get less star. It can't be. How could it be such a thing? That's one of Ramesh's numerous. He also has a kasha from the Perish Rambam. His kasha is from the Rambam in Perik Yud Milchus Malachim, where the Rambam says, Nachmi Sheshava Aschayim Misa. You know, a guy's not keep Shabbos. It's Chayim Misa. Ravaz is Maida. Shabbos is an ice. That's only for Chal Yisrael. The Rambam's lashon is, She'ein Menichin Oisam L'chadesh Das U'l'chayim Mitzvus. We don't let them start to make a new religion, and to, as much as we can prevent them, and to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. The Lashon Rambam is Mekayim Mitzvahs. So the Red Surah writes that the Mefesh of the Rambam, that Eim Anichad Aysam to go and to do Mitzvahs, and Fakarit, God is not supposed to do Mitzvahs. Rakapada, the Red Vaz, is the third sheet. Vigris Maisha, the main one is Yerodei Beis and then Tshuva Zayin. He writes about it in a few places, just there. He wrote an agav in a previous tshuva, so you could tell from the letter that someone wrote him a shafel letter. He writes, it's not kedai for me to answer you, but since you're chepering me so much, that's how he starts the tshuva. He doesn't do that all the time. And he has arichas. Alright, Tzachapanim, we have three sheetas. The round sheet that the guy is mechuyev in tzedakah, Ram sheet that the potter and the advice that they get schar kainim and silver vice. That they get schar for tzedakah's cloth from the buchadetzer, but that they get more schar, that they get the schar kainim and silver vice as such again, there is a chiddush atzim. Okay, ibay yisayim eshani beis hamikdash dilav machus olay bispini. Beis HaMikdash, it was necessary, so he did it. But Daniel Menolan the Anish, hey, yo, Daniel was punished. He said, if you ask the last song, Amorah. Chassal said, Daniel, Hanich Lamani, Abishachet Chum, and Dulu Masai. Daniel had earlier been a minister in the government. Now he was a messenger. Elamani, Abishachet Chum, and Dulu Masai, that Tachim appeared, that he was still a minister, Reikol HaMeimer. Should you, Olukuvah, that arrives. He was thrown into the lions, that was his Anish. Even though at the end he was saved, but I guess the fear of it and the pachad of it was his anguish. The Rambam says in Hilchis Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halachiyot Beis, that Noshim Amachuyiv in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Men and women equally Amachuyiv in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What? So Makar for this Rambam, where does it say women are Machuyavas? So on the back of the Frankel Rambam, they bring from the Beis Yitzchak and the Tzachus Taneach, Makar is Bava Basra, left out of the How so? Because the Gemara said, Shani Abda, who's Machuyav in Mitzvahs. Which mitzvah was heard as doing being in Beis HaMikdash? In our Gemara it says, an Eved Knani is Machuyav in being Beis HaMikdash. No, which mitzvah does an Eved have? He's chayvim mitzvahs kinashim. So zokta beis yitzchak and the tzachus taneach. The makar is this gemara that women and avodim are mechuyev in minyan beis hamikdash. Kasha is they all ask that binyan beis hamikdash, the mitzvah says she's not grounded. Because ain't binyan beis hamikdash b'layla. Since you don't build a beis hamikdash at night, so how could binyan beis hamikdash? How could nashim be chayim? It's a say she's not grounded. Very stack of kasha. So I'll tell you two terutzim, and each is a yisai that's gedai to remember. One teretz, there's a sheet of the Turi Evin. Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. Turi Evin says a big yisai. He says, Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama is a mitzvah that ends at a certain time. Lulav. It's going to end at a certain time. That's a mitzvah sasesha's mangrama, because it's going to come to an end. If you have a mitzvah which doesn't end, it's just suspended temporarily. Binyan beis hamikdash, it's a mitzvah by day. A night, no mitzvah. The next day, it's not a new mitzvah, it's a continuation of the old mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. Right? It's not like lulav. Lulav, each sukkah is a mitzvah take a lulav. Next year, it'll be a new mitzvah. Women are only part of a mitzvah seishas man grama that ends, that comes to an end. A mitzvah say that's totally in zman, that never ends. It stops at night, but it starts again the next day. That is called the mitzvah seishas inas man grama. It's takachuya potter at night, but the mitzvah never ends. Tzitzis every, I mean tzitzis is no chiyuv. So tzitzis, no, it's also what's the mitzvah of tzitzis? When you put on dollar counters, you have a mitzvah to put on the strings. So that mitzvah is now; it's not going to continue. The mitzvah doesn't continue. Each time, it's a different mitzvah. But here, it's the same mitzvah, but you base it in English. At any rate, he brings Mila as an example, right? In Mila, we know women are part of Kashatziva Isai Vavay Isai. So Tosis asks, the Mila is a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. So Turiyan is not a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. The person has a child, there's Mr. Tamala him. It's not one Mitzvah today, one Mitzvah tomorrow. You're constantly Mechuyev to be Mala him. So Turiyan learns that that's together of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. Like that, this is the answer. Second Teretz is in the Stifler, Mesech Teshuvos, Simen Tes. He brings our Gemara, and he asks the Mitzvah Sheishas Man Grama, brings the Rambam. The Stifler says another Teretz, which they say by Mila also, that the Mitzvah Binyan Beis Hamikdash is lav dafka while you're putting it up. When you're busy preparing everything, it's also part of the Mitzvah. If a person is busy chiseling out the stones of the wall, is busy cutting down the trees and making the wood, that's also part of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. But Laila, it's only Hashem, is what he says, is that Laila is only Nismai B'yayim Hakim Es HaMishkan V'loi V'Laila. B'yayim Hakim goes under Hakama, and in all the preparation it doesn't go. The problem is that it's all a Hashem, because if you found it done, you don't have to do it. But the stifler of Nemzon, maybe as a raya, I don't remember, that he names on that all the preparation for it is also part of the mitzvah. And the main word for Yemu Balayla, because you can't just build. You have to, it's not like Bris Mila that you just do. Truth is, by Mila, there's a Tosfos Ritz says the same thing, that the hachana for the bris is also part of the mitzvah. But Akoponim, this is the stifler, Shvu is Simen Tes Oizvav. And right, these are two halachas. Tzedakah, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that come from this Agadah to Gemara. We're not going to spend more time in the Agadah, we're going to learn the Gemara. The next two short pieces of Gemara just review Tosfos Lefikach and Afeh and Aleph. And we're going to go, we'll try to go down the Yom Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow.